You're listening to Bible Prophecy Daily, a weekday podcast where Bible prophecy matters and matters greatly.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Greetings and salutations. My name is Mike Ufferman. I'm one of the teachers at Zion's Hope and am privileged to be able to present this information to you today. And those of you that are advocates of the pre-wrath rapture position, sir, ma'am, you might know it well. However, there are some people in this world that still think that the pre-tribulation rapture is the way that they're supposed to be thinking. And so my hope with my previous session and then also this session are hopefully to define the tribulation. And I know that this term, the tribulation, for pre-wrathers, you're going, wait, you can't use that term. And I agree with you, I can't, but I will for just a moment. Because many, many people use this term, the tribulation. And we don't find that term, the tribulation, referring to the seven-year period of time in Scripture that, for example, the book of Daniel talks about. Daniel clearly outlines what I would say is very clear, a skeleton for the chronology of the end times, and a large part of that has already gone by. Some of that still yet remains ahead. And so it's a seven-year period that's outstanding that many, many, many people from the pre-trib camp call the tribulation. But the Bible doesn't call it that. And so I'll just call it the 70th week of Daniel. But I'm going to lay out some terminology now here, some timing, and hopefully we'll be able to see how it's not possible for those 7 years to be the tribulation. And in my previous session, I did lay out some terminologies where we were talking about the wrath of God, the day of wrath, that day. And so hopefully these two things will kind of come together now. And I just want to ask you, if you would, in your mind to imagine, this might be harder for some people than others in our day and age of digital clocks, but imagine an analog clock, if you will, where the hands are both pointing straight up and down. Both pointing straight up and down, the time that you're looking at would be 12 o'clock. That makes sense. And so if you were to take that small hand and move it over to the number one, big hand still at 12, the small hand over at 1, then we would know that as 1 o'clock. So we would then advance it one more minute, or not minute, but one more number with that small hand. Again, the big hand still on the 12, and you would call that 2 o'clock. And then certainly the next one after that would be the small hand facing east and west, facing the number 3, and that would be 3 o'clock because the big hand is straight up and down. And that would be very clearly 3 o'clock. So basically what we've said is that 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock can be seen on this clock face. Now, I'm going to make a couple of statements here that are correct. 1 o'clock is before 2 o'clock. I think that that makes clear sense. 1 o'clock is before 2 o'clock. And then also a correct statement would be that 2 o'clock is after 1 o'clock. So both of those statements are correct as we're making reference to this clock. We've got two other statements that are correct and obvious as you think about logic. 1 o'clock is not 2 o'clock if 2 o'clock is after 1 o'clock, and 2 o'clock is not 1 o'clock. And so we basically have four statements that are correct. Therefore, though, we can say that 2 o'clock is before, for example, 3 o'clock, and 3 o'clock is after 2 o'clock. So that makes sense, all right? So again, 1 o'clock is not 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock is not 3 o'clock. 1 o'clock is before 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock is before 3 o'clock. Or 2 o'clock is after 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock is after 2 o'clock. And so because we can say that, the one thing that we can say is that 1 o'clock is not 3 o'clock. There's a logic that's involved in there, and 3 o'clock is not 1 o'clock. Okay? So I think that ultimately that seems really basic, really rudimentary, but it needs to be that simple now as we take a look at Scripture. Okay? And by that I'm saying then the big question that I'm bringing up is, when does the day of the Lord Or, now going back to the terminologies that we studied in our last session, when does the day of the Lord or the wrath of God begin? And God wants us to know when those things are happening. And so we just kind of need to keep in mind now this before and after concept and looking at those three different timelines on the clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. And so we can kind of now take that same thinking and understand that God gives us some milestones in Scripture to help us to understand when the wrath of God begins. And so in the book of Joel in chapter 2 and verse 31, it says, "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood." And now here's a timing terminology, and that timing terminology is the word before. Okay, so the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. Okay, so again, our terminology, day of the Lord, we've already established that this is clearly what God will be doing. And we see here in this text that the sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before God's wrath comes, before the day of the Lord comes. So when we see this sign appear in the sun and the moon, then we know that that is before the terrible day of the Lord will be coming. So there's this cosmic event that will be obvious, and then we'll see the day of the Lord will show up. In other words, going back to our basic logic, that cosmic event is not the same thing as the day of the Lord because it comes before, just the same as 2 o'clock comes before 3 o'clock, okay? Another passage of Scripture that we see that's there for clarification, Matthew chapter 24, which for those of us that study the end times, we know that that's a very important passage. Matthew chapter 24, and we'll go to verse 21. And here, verse 21, it says, "For then shall be great tribulation." So then is an identifier of time. So at some point in time, after something else, shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor shall ever be. And then it says, immediately after, in verse 29, by the way, so we've jumped from now 21 to 29, and it says, immediately after the tribulation. So what tribulation is it referring to? It's referring to the tribulation referred to in verse 21. There it's talking about the great tribulation. So it's not talking about the full span of 7 years there. It's just talking about a term called the great tribulation. And so immediately after the great tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. Now that sounds like what we read in Joel. Okay, so this sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light and the stars shall fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Okay, and so immediately after the great tribulation of those days, then shall come the cosmic event that we studied about in Joel and we're seeing here as well. So the great tribulation comes, then comes the cosmic event. So the great tribulation is not the same thing as the cosmic event. So just the same as 1 o'clock is not the same thing as 2 o'clock. 1 o'clock is before 2 o'clock. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. The great tribulation would be the equivalent of 1 o'clock. The cosmic event would be the equivalent of 2 o'clock. They're not the same thing. One follows the other. Then the day of the Lord that we read about in Joel chapter 2, verse 31 is the equivalent of 3 o'clock. Okay? So what I'm trying to say is that the great tribulation is not the same thing as the cosmic event. The cosmic event is the separator between the great tribulation and the day of the Lord based upon what we read in the book of Joel. So again, the great tribulation is not the cosmic event. The cosmic event is not the day of the Lord. Therefore, the great tribulation is not the day of the Lord. Okay, that terminology, tribulation, the tribulation for the 7 years doesn't exist. Okay, and so at some point in time, and we know that when we look at other passages of the Scripture, that the great tribulation begins in the middle of that 7 year period of time that's spoken of by Daniel in chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, verse 27 in particular, I believe. So we've got the great tribulation comes before any wrath of God. any day of the Lord, because we know we have to see the cosmic event first. Okay, so when we're talking about defining the tribulation, there is no term called the tribulation for that full seven-year period of time. We've gone through and we've looked at several passages that have different terminologies, the day of the Lord, that day, the Lord's wrath. And so now we've taken this concept and we've moved it over into just a couple of passages of Scripture in Joel chapter 2, verse 31, Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 and 29. And we see it's impossible for the tribulation, or actually the great tribulation, taking those two verses, 21 and 29 in Matthew 24, it's impossible for the tribulation, the great tribulation, to be the same thing as the day of the Lord. So, if, according to the pre-trib position, the tribulation begins with the rapture of the church, and if that begins that seven-year period of time, and then they say that that seven-year period of time is the tribulation, it's the wrath of God, it clearly cannot be. It is impossible, based upon these texts, for there to be the tribulation of 7 years. All there can be is the tribulation of those days, which is this great tribulation which begins at the midpoint of that 70th week. That is the sign then, that sign in the sun, the moon, and the stars is the sign that separates that great tribulation from the day of the Lord's wrath. And it's in between those two things where we have this great tribulation, which is actually Satan bringing his wrath upon the Jewish people first, and then Christians second, and those that will not take his mark of the beast. Satan, through the Antichrist and the false prophet, bring their wrath upon mankind. That is the great tribulation. And then we have this sign in the sun, the moon, and the stars, which that means God's wrath is about to begin. And before his wrath begins, that's when he pulls his children out of here, because we know that God's children are not the children of his wrath. I hope that clarifies it a little bit for you. Go back, listen to this again if you need to, and get out your Bible and draw some diagrams with a 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock analog if you can, if you remember how to do that in this day and age of everything digital. And I think that this will make it a little bit more clear, and you'll see that there is no term, the tribulation, other than the reference in verse 29 to the tribulation of those days, the great tribulation, which is brought upon by Satan and his Antichrist and his false prophet. And then that is clearly separated by the cosmic event, that cosmic sign. Therefore, that first one cannot be that third one. The great tribulation cannot be the wrath of God. And so hopefully then we'll clarify that that's exactly the point in time at the beginning, just before God's wrath begins, that the rapture of the church begins. So I hope this helps you. God bless you all. And until we meet again, this is Mike Ufferman again with the Ministry of Zion's Hope. May the Lord bless you in your day ahead.
Thanks for listening to Bible Prophecy Daily. We hope you learned something valuable today. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss an episode.